Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Gosh, that's a very nice card. I bet that was expensive.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's nice, isn't it?
And may I?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, how sweet. Blimey, he's put enough kisses on it.
I know. I think it's because he's not getting the real thing at the moment.
Well, he'll just have to wait for those, won't he? Gosh, and where did these come from?
Mike.
Wow. Well, what a surprise. It seems he at last knows the meaning of good taste.
Kathy, he's always had good taste.
No, he has not. What about those Santas you sell?
Oh, you can't blame those on Mike. I think Debbie ordered those. And I suppose Michael ordered them last year. Anyway, he's always been very thoughtful when it comes to flowers and cards.
Oh, they really are beautiful. And they smell gorgeous. He must have spent all of his first earnings on you.
And why shouldn't he?
Oh, blooming Valentine's Day. We only have it to make people spend money.
You wouldn't be saying that if you had received a card.
I never receive anything. I think next year I'll send a card to myself.
Oh, come on. There'll be someone out there who's dying to whisk you away.
Well, they can't at the moment, can they? Because of blooming COVID.
I know that. But when things get better, I'm sure you'll meet someone.
Oh, yes. And I'll win the lottery and buy us both a mansion to live in.
You never know. You could win.
I can't. I don't do it. Anyway, is that toast for me?
Yeah, go on, help yourself. So what are you doing today?
Well, I'm going up to London to see a show and then I'm going to have dinner at a posh restaurant and I've booked myself in at the Ritz to stay the night.
Are you? Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, what are you really going to do?
I've got some shredding that needs doing.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
So what are you doing?
I think I'll make some scones.
Oh, all right. Are they going to be fruit or cheese ones?
I was thinking of doing both.
I tell you what, why don't we go on the net and look up holidays?
Could do.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
Well, I don't see the point, really. I'm not going anywhere until it's really safe to do so.
Oh, that's the problem with this damn virus. There's nothing to do, especially where the weather's like this.
I know. And I don't really feel like making scones.
I reckon that's what's wrong with your friend.
Who?
Oh, what's her name? Tina Long, the one who keeps upsetting Megan.
Oh, her.
Yeah, I reckon she's just bored and doesn't know what to do with herself.
Well, I don't know. She was a bit like that before lockdown.
Was she?
Yeah. She's never been that popular.
Well, why don't you suggest to her that she takes up a new hobby and then she could keep herself occupied and out of mischief?
A hobby? Like what?
Well, I don't know. What about knitting?
No. Somehow I can't see Tina knitting.
What about learning a new language, then?
Suppose she might be interested in doing that.
Well, how about roller skating? That's supposed to be very popular at the moment.
But she lives in Ventnor.
Oh, well, that's perfect, then. I can just see her zooming down the slopes of Ventnor, landing at the bottom and bouncing into the sea, and then drowning.
Kathy! Oh, you do make me laugh! Have you ever met Tina?
Yeah, I think I did at one of your staff parties. I can't say that I liked her very much.
If you're going to be like this, I'll buy you one next year, if it'll make you happy.
Vince, I'm not upset because you didn't give me a blooming Valentine's card. You never do, so why should this year be any different?
So what is it then? Why are you in such a bad mood?
I'm not.
Well, why are you giving me the cold shoulder then?
I'm fed up, that's all.
Why? What's happened?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're in a pandemic and I haven't been able to open the cafe for weeks, which is, believe it or not, very worrying for me.
I see.
And is that all you can say? I see. Oh, sometimes I wish you were back in Italy.
Oh, Helen, don't be like that. I said I'll help you out in the cafe, didn't I?
Well, and what will you do on those days that you're not working?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll find something to do.
Oh, look, Vince, I think I may have to lay off a member of staff.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here you go again. Can't you put more than two words together?
Well, what can I say? If you think that's what you'll have to do, then yes, it's a pity, but I can't change that.
It's a pity. I'm talking about someone's livelihood, you know. And you say it's a pity.
I didn't mean it like that. Gosh, I'm the one person who knows what it's like. Remember, I was made redundant. I didn't choose to come back to this blooming island.
Well, if you feel like that, go back. I don't care.
Look, there's no point in us arguing. Who do you think you will have to lay off them?
I don't really know, but I think it might have to be Petra.
Oh, she's the one who's just joined, isn't she?
Yes, well, it was a few months ago, but we've been closed most of the time since then.
So what about, what's her name? Millie. She's the one who doesn't talk to anyone, isn't she?
Well, yeah, but she's a damn good worker.
Look, Helen, I'm not so sure about me working in the cafe.
Why?
Well, I might drop things.
No, you'll be all right. You won't be seen. I'll have you washing up out the back.
Connie, are you in?
Yes, I'm in the sitting room.
OK, I just wanted to tell you I've finished for today. I've got to go out now.
Oh, going anywhere nice?
I'm off to see Mrs. Perkins, if you must know.
And what are you going to do for her this time?
I don't know yet.
Maybe she'll want you to clean her car.
Connie, sarcasm doesn't suit you.
No, I'm sorry, Mike. Tell me, did you get much done?
Yeah, I did. Measured up the site for the shed and got some of the stuff out of it.
And it's all undercover?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Do you think you're going to be long with Mrs. Perkins?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. Why?
Well, why don't you come round here for a drink afterwards and then we can have a proper chat?
Oh, OK. But only if we can be pleasant to one another.
Yes, of course. Right then, I'll see you later, Mike.
Yeah, OK. Bye.
I'm bored.
I'm fed up.
Why?
Well, look at them.
Oh, I see. No, they're not that good, are they?
I think I left them in a bit too long.
Have you tried one yet?
No. To be honest, I was just about to bin them.
You can't do that. Look, let's go and feed the ducks. They'll love them.
They might not.
Oh, of course they will. And then on the way home, we can buy some more.
No. I've gone off the idea of having scones.
Well, let's get one of those meal deals then.
Yeah, we could do.
Well, it would save us some time preparing something, and then we could...
What? What could we do?
We could play Scrabble.
No, you always win.
Well, we could get a jigsaw puzzle out.
No. The last time you kept saying I was putting the pieces in the wrong place.
Well, you were.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, I know. Let's do a fitness thing on the net. We can do that first and then eat afterwards.
Are you sure? Because when I mentioned it, you didn't want to do it.
Oh, no, I don't mind. As long as we choose some fit and muscular young man, I'm sure I'll cope.
Oh, so you mean someone like Mike?
In your dreams, Penny. No, I mean a handsome-looking man.
Mike is. In a way.
What do you mean I'll be washing up all the time?
Well, I thought that would be a good idea. You can use the dishwasher and put things away, can't you?
Yes, but I thought that was Millie's job.
No, not really.
I don't know if I'll be able to do that all day.
Well, you're the one who said you might drop things, so this seems the best thing for you. And I don't want to have to worry about you tripping over in front of the customers either.
I won't do that. Besides, don't you think my shaking's got better now since I've been starting the medication?
Yes, I do, actually. And I'm sure as long as you keep taking it, it will be kept under control.
Look, Helen, I said from the start that I'm not keen on working in the cafe. I'd far rather keep the books.
Oh, would you?
Yes, and of course, if you find that you're short-staffed, then I'll cover for them.
Oh, I'll have to think about it. What? Why are you looking so miserable?
Well, I never thought it would come to this. Not that long ago, I had a brilliant job in Italy. I was making good money, and I was thoroughly enjoying myself.
Oh, I know that.
And here I am, now, with my wife offering me a job as a kitchen porter. And I certainly don't want to do that for the rest of my life.
Oh, just listen to yourself, will you? Tons of people have lost their jobs and would be grateful to get any work. And, as for me, I'm not even sure I'll be able to reopen the cafe. Things are tight at the moment, and I mean really tight. So, we may have to dip into our, well, your savings to keep things going.
Cheers, and I'm sorry I've been such a pain recently.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sorry too. I didn't mean what I said. And you're right, I shouldn't do jobs for free.
No, Mike, of course you should. I know it's more important to help someone, especially now when everyone is struggling so much. So, what did Mrs. Perkins want?
She wants me to decorate her downstairs bathroom.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and she was happy with the quote I gave her. And she promises to keep me in a good supply of tea and biscuits. At a safe distance, of course.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and she said she had a couple of other things that need doing. So, fingers crossed, I might get those as well.
Good. I'm really glad it's all going well for you. Well, at least one of us is working.
What do you mean?
I mean, I still haven't heard from Helen.
Well, you won't, will you, while the cafe's closed?
Yes, but that's just it. I'm not sure she'd be able to be open.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh dear, and that'd mean you'd be out of a job.
Exactly.
Oh dear.
I know. And if that happens, I don't know what I'll do. I really don't.
Kathy, come on, it's all set up to go. Kathy, I've got it all ready. Come on. What is that noise? Oh no. Oh, Kathy, please don't tell me you're going to do that again.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.